a new venue, and not so new names. Good morning. Reporting for WKLM News in for Melissa Patrick, I'm Michael Hammond. The price of concert tickets has continued to rise for big events for headlining artists, but a new venue in Big Prairie is looking to bring big names for better prices right here to Holmes County, and they're starting with Hunter Hayes in September. Who wouldn't want to see their favorite artist close up for an intimate concert? Well, John Hartman says that they've started All Seasons Festivals in Big Prairie to do just that. He says that this is the first year for the venue, and it's more of a concept year.
So that we could practice logistics that are necessary and learn, you know, the necessary logistics. So we have run a couple of concerts, right, that we had some tribute bands in, just to test the various different, you know, entrance, bag checks, all that good stuff, right? And all of this is in preparation for bringing in a headliner, right, so that we can see, you know, at a much larger scale, do these logistics hold up? And if they do, then that's all we'll do is just bring in headliners.
Hartman says that it's a bit of a story on how he got to having a concert venue in 2020, and it has him banned from going to auctions by his family.
I sold my businesses up in the Akron, Cleveland areas, and was bored one Saturday because normally I was busy. Right, ended up down at this farm that's auctioned because I was curious about it, and one thing led to another, and ended up with a farm. I don't really know anything about farming, right? But I thought it's 150 acres, so I'll figure something out, right? And one thing led to another. We tried a couple things, didn't really work, built some boarding kennels, and my sister manages that for me. And so one thing led to another. I wanted to build a lake. We did it. Wanted to do a couple other odds and ends things, and then people started asking, you know, are you going to have weddings? Like, good Lord, no. Or at least I didn't think I was right? And then nobody wants me to plan a wedding.
He then had the idea of concerts pop up, and he knew that there were a lot of good local venues where local bands played and people could go and listen, and he didn't want to take away from that. He says he wanted to figure out how to bring in headliners.
And we wanted it to be able to fit the area, so, you know, we're sticking with, like, your country and your Christian stuff and that kind of thing. We think that if we can get the model right, then it will be good, you know. We'll run, I don't know, 5-10 concerts a year. They'll all be small. I mean, there's no such thing as stadium nosebleeds at this place.
He designed a setup that allows for everyone to have that up-close concert feel.
No matter where you're at, you're within 120 to 130 feet from the stage, and it's unique because we built a 3,600 square foot platform out on the water, and that's where the stage goes. It's a unique area. People can spread out. You know, we've got VIP seating, and then it's right up on the paved areas, and then we have all the lakeside lawn seating. You know, we're going to keep it small, right, so that it's just not, you know, how tough it can be going in and out of stadiums to get concerts and stuff, that kind of thing.
After having a few tribute bands this summer, Hunter Hayes will be their first headlining act on September 5th. Hayes released his debut self-titled album in 2011, and the song Wanted is his most popular song, going multi-platinum and making Hayes the youngest artist ever top the country music Billboard charts in March. He just released his new album Evergreen. Hartman says that it's been an interesting journey getting into scheduling headlining acts. He says that they started working with a talent acquisition agency out of Houston so that they could learn the process. Going forward, he says they probably won't use the agency as they know the process now, and it's all about learning the rules of engagement. Having done many negotiations in his past, Hartman says that part wasn't hard. He just had to overcome the antsy feelings that the music management folks have on new venues. Concerts at All Seasons Festivals aren't going to be your typical full band productions, but acoustic storytelling concerts with Hayes. They're going to customize the experience, creating a menu of food that Hayes would have in Louisiana, where he's from.
The the low country boils and the jambalaya and the gumbo and beignets and all that good stuff, right? So that people can, you know, purchase the type of food that he grew up on. We're trying to make it more of an experience than just a concert.
The VIP tickets included the meal, and while they sold out right away, he says that anyone can still buy the food separately. There are still Lakeside Lawn tickets available, which include parking and are $54 each. He says that when you go to a large venue, you can pay anywhere from $15 to $60 for parking, and that just adds to the already expensive ticket. For those coming to see Hunter Hayes, it's all together in one price of $54. He says that is amazing how much tickets cost anymore, and he's trying to create a venue that gives an up-close experience at a reasonable price. For Lakeside Lawn tickets, you do need to bring your own chairs and blankets. He says that because they're doing acoustic concerts, the artists don't need to bring all the people and equipment, and so they can negotiate the cost down, making it easier to keep tickets affordable. You can currently only purchase tickets at allseasonsfestivals.com. If you want an opportunity to win a four-pack of Lakeside Lawn tickets, be listening to WKLM this Friday for a chance to win, brought to you by Hotel Millersburg. Ticket holders can get 10% off their stay the night of September 4th and 5th with proof of ticket at check-in and 10% off the tavern restaurant for dinner the evening of the 4th and lunch the 5th. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to allseasonsfestivals.com. The sheriff's office over the weekend investigated 15 incidents. There were no accidents reported and no arrests. And the Millersburg Police Department for the week of July 13th to the 19th investigated 28 incidents. There were 3 accidents. Ohio is taking a big swing to demolish unsafe and rundown buildings in Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine's office announced $11.9 million in grants to tear down residential and commercial buildings across the state. He said this about the project, quote, "By helping remove long vacant unsafe buildings, we're giving local leaders the chance to reimagine these properties in ways that strengthen neighborhoods, attract investment, and improve quality of life for the people who call Ohio home." End quote. The Akron Zoo was suddenly forced to close earlier Saturday because of a bomb threat. The zoo was evacuated as part of its emergency protocol, and officials said police and fire found nothing on the property and everyone is safe. The Akron Zoo was previously forced to close for a day back in May after receiving a similar bomb threat along with Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. Nothing was ever found. The FDA is continuing to investigate what it is causing the cyclosporosis outbreak that is impacting thousands of people, including here in Ohio. An investigation has now identified a single supplier of iceberg lettuce from Mexico, Taylor Farms. Taco Bell uses that supplier in 5 states, including here in Ohio. Both companies are taking action to address this. Taco Bell said in a statement it has taken immediate action to voluntarily remove potentially impacted lettuce from a supplier in select states, including Ohio. Taylor Farms says it's pulling all iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico. The company maintains its branded salad kits are not linked to the outbreak. A firefighter from the northeast Ohio city of North Randall died Saturday while stopping to help a stranded driver on the side of the road. 29-year-old Cameron Duvall died at the scene of a crash in Pepper Pike. Police say a driver's car blew a tire on Fairmount Boulevard. Duvall and another woman pulled over to help when police say a suspected drunk driver slammed into them. The woman is in the hospital in stable condition. That driver is under arrest, charged with aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI. Duvall joined the North Randall Fire Department in 2022. Vice President J.D. Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance have welcomed their 4th child. Their son, Alec Neil Vance, is the first child born to a sitting vice president in more than 150 years. The Vances announced the birth Sunday on social media. Alec joins older siblings Ewan, Vivek, and Mirabel. The Republican vice president's growing family is in keeping with his passionate advocacy for Americans to have more children. The vice president, who's 41, has been accompanied on overseas trips by Usha Vance, age 40, and their children, with the kids often in pajamas as they board Air Force Two for overnight flights. And finally, Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey launched with an estimated $124.5 million in domestic ticket sales and another $139.6 million from overseas. Even better than the filmmaker's Oppenheimer debut, the weekend tally marked Nolan's best opening since The Dark Knight Rises in 2012. Few filmmakers alive could pull off such a starry, big-budget adaptation of Homer's epic poem. But in Hollywood, where intellectual property rights rule most hits, Nolan turned one of the world's oldest works into literature into an unlikely summer blockbuster. By comparison, the Walt Disney Company's Moana landed a distant second with $19 million in its third box office weekend. Reporting for WKLM News, I'm Michael Hammond.